Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There is no better group of plants for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla.
Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to help with some of your gardening quandaries. Today, I bring you news of my travels. I've been to California, exploring horticulture stateside. And later on, we'll be hearing from Anna Ball, President and Chief Executive of Ball Horticulture, one of the largest seed breeders and producers on the planet. My thanks to Marshalls, sponsors of this podcast, and of course to my producer, Charlie Jones. I'm just back from what could be described, I think, of the trip of a lifetime. I spent 15 hours in Boston meeting up with colleagues, now long retired, from the WGBH Victory Garden TV programme. That was just in a stop off on my way to Los Angeles to visit the Californian Spring Trials. Actually, my old colleagues from the Victory Garden, even though they all live within 10 or 20 miles of one another around Boston, haven't met since we all retired. And goodness, we must have retired 20 years ago. So that was quite some reunion. It was great to see them and to share some stories. I must try and get some of those stories onto this podcast at some stage. But this week, I must just press on to tell you that I joined 200 people from Ball Horticulture who were visiting 14 different nursery sites and 58 international plant breeding companies. I saw literally hundreds of new plants to be introduced this year and next. But it wasn't just the plant trials. Being with those 200 people, I think 60 of them were sales representatives for Ball Horticulture in the States and Canada, and a good lot of their customers. I mean, it was a wonderful opportunity to just get information on everything that was happening right across North America. I was interested to hear, for example, that the relaxation of cannabis regulations in Canada was likely to sorely hit gardeners. Big money was moving into the growing of marijuana, and they were buying up nurseries run by specialist growers. So, you were a garden centre in the States and had a regular supplier of a specialist line, several of them just closed almost at a day, so to speak, and taken the money and run. I understand that the sales of marijuana have not been as great as some of the cities were expecting in Canada because they were hoping that the tax would bring in useful revenues. There's another concern too because cannabis and marijuana, it's like tobacco. Once you've grown it and dried it, it can be stored. And there could well be a big quantity accumulated in quite a short time. So it's interesting how national legislation can ricochet out and have all kinds of effects. But, I mean, that was only just one story. The 60 representatives for Ball Horticulture, many of them have served that company for 20, 30 and more years. That's a good sign, you know, when staff are loyal to their employers. And I think the employers were pretty good too. They just met up once a year for these sort of sales conferences and briefing on new plants. And they seem to know one another very well, even though they're living in quite isolated working conditions. I spent over 4 years on the road selling you know, and it's one of the loneliest occupations you could have. Each morning when you set out trying to find new customers who don't really want to see you, you have to, bite the bullet and get on with it. And these brilliant salespeople, because there were men and women, are the lifeblood of a company and doing fantastic work. I mean, you need to really know your product and be able to help your customers, give advice on how to grow things. And the Ball Horticultural Company were certainly very good at that. I was absolutely amazed. On the first day, we spent all 8 hours with the Pan-American breeding lines, which is a part of the Ball Horticultural Company. They have some fantastic things to introduce in the next 12 months. I was attracted by a little sun squash. Well, you know, working for the sun, I suppose you have your eye attracted to that name every time. It was not much bigger than an egg when you picked it young and cooked it in a variety of ways. I can see in the modern age of container growing that that would be most useful. It is remarkable what plant breeders can do. I was fascinated by the stocks. You know, I've grown those for years. And we've been able to select the singles and doubles just to grow the double stock with different seedling leaf colour. If you sow a selectable stock, once it comes up and has the two seed leaves and you give it a drop in temperature, just goes colder, then the double leaves, or the leaves of the double types, will go yellow, and you save those, and the dark green ones will be the singles, which are discarded. Now, Pan American have got a 90% double stock, and they do that by selecting the seed coat. They've managed to breed a white stock that has a creamy-coloured seed coat and a purple-coloured seed coat. One is single and the other double. And by selecting out by machine on the colour of the seed coat, they can get 100% double in the CATS, K-A-T-Z, new white double stock. Actually, the CATS name comes from a breeder who died of cancer, and some of the money raised for this stock, with the sales of this stock, will go to pancreatic cancer research. So an interesting story and a good one if it brings some help with that really terrible disease. Inevitably, I'm going to be referring to lots of the things that I saw in America over the next few weeks, but we travelled by coach from Los Angeles to San Francisco in 4 days. I think it was about 300 miles. And I hadn't really seen the extent of horticultural produce in that area. I mean, we drove for mile after mile through fertile flat land, absolutely full of salads, lettuce and green vegetables. And then there were equally large areas of vines. There were top fruit, particularly cherries, and of course strawberries. Acres and acres and acres of strawberries. In our little country here, of course, we don't really think very much about the distances in America. And one of my travelling companions was a plant buyer from Boston. And he was actually making purchases to sell on the Boston Garden Center in California. And he told me it was a 5-day lorry journey to make the delivery. Two drivers, you know, so one drove and the other one rested. But 5 days to ship what were tender and tropical plants just gives you some idea of the distance they have to travel. I was a bit worried too to hear that the wastage on salad vegetables is very considerable, and there are efforts being made to recycle or avoid that waste by getting it to disadvantaged people. But you have to realise that when the crops are cut, transporting them those considerable distances just takes a day or two and can, of course, shorten the shelf life.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I don't have a very long bucket list. You know, I'm a gardener that likes gardening. But one absolute objective in life was to go to the Californian spring trials. And at last, I've made it. And not that. I have the privilege of introducing Anna Ball, who is really in the stratosphere in horticulture, as far as I'm concerned. What she's done with the Ball Company and Pan American is just unbelievable. And when I think of our horticultural industry at home, how modest it is, and the size and scale of this operation, it just blows my mind away. So, let's have a word with Anna and see what she has to say about the opportunities for young people in our industry. Now, Anna, you and I have served together on a trustee committee in the UK trying to recruit young people in our industry. Is that difficult here in the States?
Yes, it's very difficult. And we actually have an initiative in the US called Seed Your Future that I'm working with that is trying to get young people just aware of what the possibility of careers are in the industry, because what we found out through having a lot of focus groups with middle schoolers is that virtually no middle schooler knows what the word horticulture even means. So they have no concept of what's available in the industry and the wonderful careers that we have. And so we've been working very hard to make our invisible industry visible to young people so that they see it as a career that you can be almost anything in horticulture. You can work in IT, you can be like in engineering, you can be a grower, you can do marketing. There's just tons of opportunities, and nobody knows that, so we're working hard on that.
But you need to work for a little while, don't you, as a young person, to understand plants, that they need caring for. They're almost like pets, you know, they need watering and feeding.
Yes. Yes.
We need to get that message across. And once you've done that, then the world's your oyster.
That's right. That's right. And that's why we're going after the middle schoolers, because that's the... In the U.S., they teach some plant-based concepts at very early stages, but nothing after the second or third grade. So we're going after the middle schoolers to try to expose them to plants and get them to love the plants.
Because when you do start to grow things, it pretty well covers every discipline. English,
right.
Mathematics, history, science,
right.
All these things.
That's right. If you have a garden, you can teach all those subjects and more. And it's just fantastic. And the trend in the U.S. now of a lot of young people getting houseplants in their house, it's a big trend, the plant parent trend, we call it. That's exposing a lot of people to it, and so that's wonderful, because people need plants around them. You know, they have to have real plants around them.
Because it's so good for our health. I mean, if I've had a really tough day, and sometimes I do have really tough days, and you get back home and you step out into the yard.
That's right.
And you just see your latest cool wave coming into flower.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one of my friends said, when I come home at night and I go out and I've had a tough day and I start watering, she says, it's better than going to the spa. And I thought, that's really good.
Without question. You know, we have an awful lot of letters in the course of a year. And I had one letter which came from a lady with a PS. And the PS said, please excuse my handwriting. I'm crippled with arthritis. It's strange. When I go out into the garden, the pain disappears.
Oh.
It's only when I go back indoors it returns.
That's wonderful.
I mean, that's...
That says it all.
But isn't it a wonderful career
yeah.
that we have?
Yeah.
That we grow smiles.
That's
and
right.
we help people feel better.
And we have to tell the young people that it exists, because they don't know it exists. So
yeah.
that's what we're trying to do.
Now, Anna, the really exciting thing, the introduction by Pan American this year, is this new, well, we call them Busy Lizzies.
Busy Lilies. Nobody here knows what Busy Lilies is.
Why?
Because we call them Impatience.
Yeah, but I mean, they are Busy Lizzies, aren't they? They're full
yep.
of flower always.
Yep.
And in 2012 in England, they were pretty well wiped out by downy mildew, and this most popular of all plants.
I know.
Suddenly didn't have.
I know.
And now you've waved your magic wand.
We're so excited about this. We've been working so hard on this introduction because we want people to have the beauty of Impatience in the shade. And there's a lot of shade in this country and a lot of shade in England. And now you can plant Impatience and have all the colors and not worry about them going down at the middle or end of the season. And the growers can also grow them without having the disease problem. So we're just thrilled. We're really happy.
And we were speaking about young people. Of course, the science of this, you know, being able to trace resistance
right.
into the genes and then transfer that gene
right.
to give resistance.
Right. This is a highly technical, breeding is very technical now and has a lot of really cool scientific stuff. And that's what the young people can come in and make more things like Beacon Impatience. I mean, it's just fantastic what the possibilities are.
So we have the beacon for the opportunities of a lifetime in the horticultural industry.
That's right. That's right. No risk in the shade.
Thanks, Anna.
You're welcome.
Well, now on to home advice. This weekend, the weather was absolutely glorious, and I managed to plant my first row of potatoes. The ground worked pretty well. In the past few years, I've always grown potatoes in pots because on our heavy clay soil, the keel slug is a real problem. If I leave the potato tubers until they're fully grown, then the keel slugs can have drilled holes all over the place and made a terrible mess. I'm rather hopeful that having not grown potatoes and other susceptible roots in the veg plot for several years, that the population may be down a bit. And so I'm going to plant one row of earlies, because usually you can lift the earlies before the slugs have done too much damage, and just see how we get on. I might try the old trick too of a potato trap. You get a cane and cut a biggish potato in half and stick it on the end of the cane and then bury it several inches into the soil. The cane just shows you where you buried the half potato. And with that fresh cut surface, it will attract keel slugs and work as a trap. And then if you carefully dig that up after a week or two, if there are keel slugs about, you'll have certainly seen that they're drilling holes, and with a bit of luck, catch and remove a number of them. The other thing I need to alert you to is the scarlet lily beetle. I keep an eye on the snake's head fritillary because the scarlet lily beetle, the adults, usually go there first. But this year I noticed that a pot I've got of Madonna lilies, they're standing now about 2 feet high, quite a lot of green foliage, had really become a honey pot for the scarlet lily beetle. I managed to catch 14 of them. Every one you catch, I tell you, stops a lot of egg laying and stops a lot of those larvae that will absolutely strip the leaves off lilies. You know, so keep an eye on fritillaries and any emerging shoots of lilies for the scarlet lily beetle, and catch as many of them as you can to save the plants being decimated in the next few weeks. What's on? It's the Royal Horticultural Society annual awards next Monday, the 8th of April, just ahead of the London Spring Launch and Orchid Show. That's on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 9th and 10th of April. You know, there are very few shows held now in the RHS halls at Vincent Square, and the Orchid Show is usually a good one to go to. If I could just congratulate David Curley on his Corrie Cup Award for plant breeding. He'll receive that next Monday, And I can tell you, I couldn't be more pleased that he's got this award. David and his wife Priscilla, and of course the family, especially young Tim, his son, have done some fantastic work with breeding, particularly double primroses and double petunias. The very sweet-scented Petunia Priscilla was the first double, was cross-pollinated by David's wife Priscilla, carries her name, and after 20 years and more, it's still the standard by which all double petunias are judged. So congratulations to them, and all strength to their elbow as they work on an ever-widening range. Begonia Sweet Spice Series Bounty. We'll be showing a really big display of that at Gardeners World Live in Birmingham next June. That's a lovely variety and nicely fragrant. There's another show too to mention. It's the Cornwall Garden Society Spring Flower Show on the 6th and 7th of April. And there are a Plant Hunters Fair at Bramall Hall in Stockport, Lancashire. So, you know, the garden show season and garden activities are really up and running now we're into April. My thanks to Marshalls, sponsors of this podcast, and thanks to you for listening. Enjoy your garden. We'll be back next Thursday. Discover more at sungardening.co.uk.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.